Okay, we're picking with the Gemara on Kuf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, where the words of Mai Benayu. So again, the Gemara discussed that we were learning within the Manta Amar. We had Riboy Mio to Riboy. That was one Mahalik for how to learn the general principles of the Torah when you have that. And that would only limit very limit much, give you a small limitation for what would not be included in things that you can bring from Meiser Sheni. However, we quoted the other Tanaim, the other approach of Klal Pratu Klal. And then within that, we had a machloket. We said prat was mefurish prime gdule karka. Specifically, it was defined as something that's like a fruit that a fruit. So meaning that something that grow from the ground. But obviously, we quoted like animals and things like that are going to be included in this halacha. And afkor prime gdule karka. That was one shita. However, we had another shita, the Tani Idach, that said that it's vlad vlados haaretz, that things which were created and generated by the earth during the 6 days of creation, that would be in the inclusion, and anything else has to be similar. So now the Gemara wants to know, is there a machlokas? The Gemara asks, might be nice. So what's the halachic difference between the different lashonos of how to understand the klal prat? So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, dogi mika benayu. So no, maybe, where is the machlokas? I mean, there is going to be a halachic machlokas, is fish. According to the Braisa, which we explained, that you're allowed to have piri piri, the things nourished from the ground, and its fruits, the animals, they eat from the earth vegetation, so they are nourished from the ground, and things that are nourished from the ground are going to be included in this halacha. So therefore, you can buy money of Meiser Sheni, you could use that to buy fish. Again, we pointed out, just to remind ourselves, again, the halacha of Meiser Sheni is that, let's say, I have too much fruit, or it's going to spoil, for whatever reason, I can't bring all my fruit that I brought to the base of Migdash from Meiser Sheni, so I'm poded onto the value of how much it's worth, and that value, I could then go, I don't have to buy the same exact thing, so I bought grapes, I don't have to buy grapes, again, I could buy whatever I please. The shaila is what is excluded from whatever I please. So can I buy fish or not? Is the Gemara suggesting is the machlokas now? So the Gemara says, however, according to one who says Vlad Vlados, Ha'aretz Dagim Mimaya Ibra, that at the end of the day, that fish were created from water, and therefore, since they're created from water, they cannot be purchased with Meiser Sheni money, and therefore, it would be machlokas about fish. So again, we'd have the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadish and Rabbi Eliezer. So the Gemara says, Umiyamar Abaye, Dagim Dulu Kagmi, but does Abaye really hold that could be that fish are nourished from the ground? V'amar Abaye, didn't Abaye himself hold? Achal putisya, that if you had a putisya, Rashi says it's a sheretz hamayim, so some sort of sherets, a creeping, crawling thing that exists in the water, then you're going to be chayav, look, arba, going to be chayav, four different sets of malchus, and Rashi quotes the different sources for that. We have the two standard for all shratzim, everything that's a creeping animal is going to be al tashaksus nafshilchem b'chalaretz and lotit mubahem. That's going to be the two, and then the Hemshech Legamar is going to add on to different ones. The ones of the water are going to chayav arba, so what are the extra two? Rashi says, it also says, the pasuk says, bisram lo sochelu. And also, so those are the four lavim yuchayev, and then you yuchayev four sets of malkos, four sets of 39 different malkos. So that is a lot of isurim daraisa a person has by eating this sheret hamayim. The Gemara continues, what about namala? If you eat an ant, you're going to be loke chamesh, you're going to be chayev five different sets of malkos. And what is that? Rashi says, you have the two that we just said, and then we have a chol aleich al gachon, v'chol asheret asheret ha'aretz lo sochlum, that's the third one, v'chol asheret asheret ha'aretz, that's the fourth one, sheket tzulachem, lo yochal, that's the fourth, v'lo titamu es nafsho seichem, v'chol asheret ha'romes al ha'aretz, that is the fifth. And that's what we learn from Parshas Shmini, that you get five sets of malkos. And Tzira is lo kechadmesh, if you have a hornet, you're going to be chayav six different sets of malkos, that sheret ha'of, you're going to be chayav the five that we just said, and also v'chol sheret ha'of, sheket to lo yochal. That is also a sixth lav that is added. So six sets of malkos for eating this. So agav, we see how chamor it is to eat an ant. People think you don't have to be so careful. The salad or the place is a questionable action. It's one of the worst things you could be eating because you're for sure not checking for bugs properly. And not checking for bugs properly is going to lead you to chas v'shalom michayev and eating ants, which would be a major iser d'oraisa, really five iser d'oraisa. So be very careful to check your lettuce properly, all your greens properly. People buy things from the store, buy romaine lettuce, so be very careful to check it. It is very, very chamor iser to have a bug. So that's so the Gemara now says that what do we see from here? That according to Abaye, though, what do we see? V'imisa, that if it's true that fish are considered that they nourish from the ground, as Rashi points out, that if they're gedulei karka, then pituya, you should also be chayav pituya nami loke mishum sheretz haaretz al haaretz. At the end of the day, I should be chayav for sheretz haaretz also, because at the end of the day, it is growing from the ground, and therefore I should assume that it should be carved of the ground and something that grows from the water, so it should be chayav an extra lav. So the Gemara says, you're right, therefore the Gemara accepts this, and therefore we assume that this isn't the machlokes. Gemara says, "Ela amar Ravina, opo zikah banayo." It's about birds. Whether or not you're going to be chayav, you could buy chicken, you could buy things like that to eat in with your meiser sheni mar lamad. Amar priimi pri vigdulei karka. According to the one who holds, you could purchase only foods, which fruit comes with fruit. So then, hani na vigdulei karka, so they're nourished from the ground. However, lamad amar vladi vladas, the one who says that things that were something that was by the ground, hani opas minarakak nivro, that these birds, where do they get their nourishment from? Rashi points out that they get their nourishment from both where there's water and there's dry land together, and that is not necessarily from the ground, and therefore they would exclude birds from this, and you would not be allowed to have Maaser Sheni, use your Maaser Sheni money to eat this. The Gemara says, so man demar be ofos my time. According to the Braisa, which does include the birds, why allowed? What is his reasoning for being dorish the way he is? So to give a hakdama over here, that we have, we say this every day, we have the klal prat to klal. So in general, when it comes to the klal prat to klal, there's klal prat. When you have a klal prat, when you have the Torah goes out of its way to say a general rule, and then it specifies that rule, it qualifies that rule. So then the halacha is going to be that ein bichlal ela mashab prat, that it only would include what's in the specification is going to be the halacha. However, there's a second concept of prat of klal where the specification is first in the Torah, and then the Torah generalizes. Then the halacha would be that nasa klal mosif ala prat, that the generalization would add to whatever I was specifying, and then it would include a not take a lot more than what I was specifying, to make it be much more bigger generalization. Now the question is, when you have a klal upratu klal, so which is it more similar? Is it similar more to the first thing that we mentioned about klal uprat, that it would be ein b'chal alamash b'prat, it would only continue what's in the generalization, or is it considered prat, is it more closer to prat uklal, that everything is going to be mosif ala prat, and that extra klal would be indicating that? So really the ikur is going to be, is it more limiting or not more limiting? And that's the Gemara's good discussion over here, is what are they arguing about? So Gemara says again, what is the reasoning to why do they have this machlokas within the drush of klal prat uklal? So Gemara says, "Man, demar be'ofos, the one who does include birds, he's going to say kasavar, that we'd say that klal prat uklal is similar to klal basra davka, that we focus on the last klal, in which case prat uklal. Now says klal mosif ala prat." It's extending the general specification, in which case v'sharbalu kol mile, and then therefore everything is going to be included. When the Torah was including everything, v'ane klala kamala miute, so then just the first klala is only limiting a little bit. Kol delodame le mishnei tzadim, anything that's not similar to it in two aspects mentioned in the Braisa, and meaning that you have to have, that it has to perim and peri, and also it has to be come from the ground. So if you don't have those two things, since the birds do not resemble, they do resemble one of the two cases, right? At the end of the day, they're similar in one aspect of it, so then you would be able to use birds, to purchase birds, to buy chicken for what you might search any money. However, madamai, ofo de kasavar, that kalakama, dafka, kalapatva in klal alamashiba prat. That according to the second opinion, as we mentioned, that he's going to focus on the second case we mentioned, that prat uklal is much, he's going to focus on the first one of kalaprat in klalamashiba prat. That when you have a klal prat uklal, that it's really focusing on the specification, and we're going to be much more limiting and what the drusha would be including. So then we have the first generalization, and then I have the second one, but klal prat and klal alamashi prat. That is, the second generalization is going to be only including what's in the specification. Hani in midachrin lo. So there, ani klal basra lerbuy kol dama demetzol shetzad, and that only specifically these things and not other things. And then after establishing the klal prat, we can assume that only things that are included in any food which is similar to the fact that it's going to be similar to all three of these halachas, then it's going to be included. And anything that's not all three of them is not going to be included. What are the three things? Again, just to remind ourselves, Rashi points them out, you have Peri Bipri and Gdule Karka and Vlade Vladosa Aretz. At the end of the day, we don't have this idea that it was come from the Aretz. It doesn't come from the ground. The chicken over here, the birds. So therefore, it's not going to be included in all three of the categories. I need all three to create whether it's going to be able to buy Maaser Sheni, and that's why birds are not going to be included. And that is the crux of the Machlokas over here about Klal, Uprat, Uklal, Fasting, Machlokas. Okay, the market is now. Specifically, discussing different fruits, are they going to be included in Erevei Tchumen and Shetufei Mevos? The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmei Derav Shmuel Bar Shilish Mishmei Derav Ma'arvin Bepupain Uvechal Galglos Uvegud Gadonios. Okay, it's different hard words over here. You can use the Erev, you can have it for basically this type of pupain, which is a type of herb, we don't exactly know what it is, or weeds, or coriander. That's how it's defined over here, so it's defined as coriander, which Ritva points out that these are type of things which are commonly used as spices. However, sometimes you could eat them not as a spice, and therefore it's going to be valid as an erva. But you can't have them with these green grains or these unripe dates. Rashi says that they're tamarim raos, they're not fully ripe yet, they're not ready to be in, and therefore you cannot use them for the erva. So Gemara says, again, because pasha is not chash, not eaten that way. So Gemara says, "Uveganos mim arvin." You're allowed to use coriander to make an erva. Tana good ganios merube banim yochlu chashuch banim lo yochlu. When it comes to coriander, that only if you have children you're allowed to eat them. If you don't have children, you should not be eating them. V'mukshul azera afmerube banim lo yochlu. Because why? We assume apparently that this is something that stops a person's flow of having a zera, of having his seed come out normally. So since it's a food which was known to stop the production of a person's sperm properly, then it is something that a person who doesn't have children yet should not be eating. If you have a lot of children, so we're not as worried about it, so then you're allowed to eat it. But if you don't, so then it's very bad for you. However, the Gemara continues that even if the stalks became hard enough, that for the seeds that they ripened already, apparently, then it's really bad for you, then even someone who has children, it could have a detrimental effect to him continually having children, and therefore you should be machmir not to eat this. So the Gemara says, so how could it be that, again, in the day, if I'm not supposed to be eating coriander, then how could it be that I'm using it for the eruv? So the Gemara says, targama ashalohuk shalazer. So explain it, that we're talking about the first case, it's not about the second case, where it was hardened. If it wasn't hardened, and therefore umurubi banim, and therefore umurubi banim are allowed to have it. So therefore, since it's a fit for them, it can be used as an erev, because again, we don't need every single person to be able to eat it, as the Gemara is going to mention in a few lines. The Gemara is saying that, no, it's not just for people. Sorry, according to this answer, only those... according to this answer right now, we're assuming that only a person who has children can use this for an erev. But someone who doesn't have children, then he's not allowed to use it for an erev. The Gemara is now suggesting what I was mentioning before. Now the Gemara is suggesting. Even for those without children, since it's suitable for someone, that, again, at the end of the day, people who have children are allowed to eat this coriander. So then even if a person doesn't have children yet, he's allowed to have the coriander. Because as we see, we see in our Mishnah that someone can make an erev for Nazir with wine and for Yisrael with Truma, even though the owners are forbidden to eat these foods. Meaning the person who actually owns the Truma is a Kohen, is the only one allowed to eat it. And Nazir not allowed to have Yayin, so then these two people aren't allowed to have it. Yet we assume that they can be use it as an erev. Alma afagav deluchaz la'ilachaz, since it's suitable for someone, we assume that you can use it as an erev. That's the gather for what's valid as an erev. So to put this halacha chanami, afagav deluchaz la'ilachaz, since even though someone who's chashuchei banim does not have children yet cannot eat it. However, since it's valid for someone who does have children, so then it's going to be valid for his heir. The Gemara suggests now, third answer, that we're talking about specifically, Rav was talking about these coriander that was made in Madai. Madai is an area, so therefore, this type of area that in Madai, that apparently there, it was not a bad coriander, that everyone could eat it, and therefore, it was not a Shiloh. Okay, the Gemara continues, talking about the chazis. The Rav discussed that chazis is not allowed to use for. The Gemara says, "Is that really true? That with chazis, lo, you can't make an erev with chazis." The Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, kshus for chazis, marvin ben, marvin alchemavachlan rabbadam. That when it comes to hops and these green grains, a person may use them for erev, and the bracha nem is going to be bor priadama. So this is against Rav, who says that it's not allowed to be used for an erev. The Gemara says, Lokashia, so is the stira. Ha mekamid asir al bavel, the master of the bavel. No, the stira in the opinions of Rav is because one was before he came to Bavel. You know, Rav was originally there to Israel. Tam Rav Rabbeinu Nasi. Then he came to Eretz Yisrael. He came to Bavel. So after he came to Bavel, he changed his mind that it is valid. The Gemara says of Aval Yerud Alma, because what? He saw people in Bavel starting to eat them, so he changed his mind that you could use it for an erev. At the end of the day, Bavel is a minority area, and according to Ritva, he adds in that the Gemara is saying that you can't make halacha based on the miut of people. It can't be the cross the board halacha over here. So the Gemara says Vatanya Pulvas Saura Vatiltim Stars on the Yarek, that if you have any of these beans, barley, fenugreek, you're planting them as vegetables. So then the person's kavana is for the vegetables. But la deito itzuladam. Sorry, so it's on the yarak, not the opposite. So then he plants them. His main intention is going to be just for planting a nice garden for greens, but not for the ripened seed that most people do. So most people have the seeds. So then, according to him, that at the end of the day, his attention is viewed as batel to most people because doing something that's weird. So therefore, if you if their seeds are going to be chayav for meiser, even though he didn't intend to use the seeds, because that's what the normal way people do things. So since you are planning something not in the normal conventional way, that doesn't matter. Halacha is, but you'd still be chayav for meiser, even though you're not doing something conventional way. So over here, shouldn't it be that bavel should be something that's not the conventional way? So it shouldn't be that changed the halacha about what can be used for an erev. Then all these type of greens, these different types of vegetables, mitzas and yarak vezera, that they're unripe plants and their seeds are going to be considered valid. So therefore, they're going to be chayav. You have to take off meiser them. Zara lazera mitzarsim zara biyarak. If you planted them for their seeds, both the seeds and the unripe plants of them are going to be chayav in meisros because they're both considered significant. So that is the halacha over here. So we see over here that again, something that's not done by the majority is considered is batel rather than to the people, to the majority. So why don't we say the same thing by Baba? So the Gemara now answers, Ki kamar rav, when one said halacha about making use of an erev in this situation, he was dafka talking about it. And the next tamba now, bidugunisa. He's referring to the dafka, the garden type, which apparently is used in all parts of the world in Eden, and therefore it's not considered batel adaita, because that is what majority of people are doing. So the Gemara now says that we discussed zera gargir lamai chaz, at the end of the day when it comes to these, the different greens over here, what are they edible for? The people who did not have pepper to spice their foods in earlier times, what would they do? They would grind it up, the garden seeds over here, and they're dipping it and roasting it, meats into it, and apparently they were therefore going to be chayav to be in because people would eat them. Now the Gemara continues. Rabbi Zera Havikichave Chadash Begir, so Rabbi Zera became sick. So, he wasn't able to really learn. He needed a break from learning, apparently. He wasn't actually, he's chalish, is weak over here. I'm not saying sick. He was very weak. He wasn't able to learn. So he went to the base midrash and he would sit in the Rabbi the Barami's yeshiva. Amar kinafki by the Rabbanim, when the Rabbanim go in and out. So what am I doing? I'm not able to learn. My head is hurting. I'm going to stand up and I'm going to get schar for doing that. We see how much he was focused on saving every minute of his time to be using towards mitzvahs and meisim doivim over here. So that's the first musar. Second thing, though, the question that the Achronim all ask is, wait a second, at the end of the day, the Pirkei Avos tells us that someone who is only wants to learn, do mitzvahs for Amanas Kabbalah Schar, that's not a good thing at all. So what was it? Rabbi Zira, the Gadol Dor, was someone who didn't, was a Makabal Schar. So if there's a beautiful Pshan in the B'nai Saskar, he says that at the end of the day, that the what is the reward over here specifically for Nibnei Seva Talkam Adar Tepnei Zalkin? The end of the Pasuk tells you, right, the V'yireisim Elokecha, and the Sefer Haredim writes that Kufa, the Torah, is actually telling you what is your reward for standing up for a tzaddik. So we see what is your reward for standing up for a tzaddik is Yireisim Elokecha. So that's what he wanted as his reward. He wanted to Yireisim Elokecha. I said, yeah, and this Allah I am, and this mitzvah dafka I am, I want the Almanas Kaba press. I want the press of having more Yerushimayim. So that's why he stood up. Okay, very interesting. The verse says, what happened? Not because of the Yom, so there was a little boy in Cheder, a little 5-year-old who came out. So Amar Lei, Maigman Racha, what did your Rebbe tell you today? What did he teach you in the Cheder? So he says, Amar Lei, Kshuz Bori Pri Adama. So he said that the hops, the Brachon hops, is the Bori Pri Adama. Chazis Shakal, as opposed to Chazis, which is these green grains, it's going to be Shakal. Apparently that was not generally eaten in the ground. So Rebbe Zira asked him a question, Amar Lei, Atra Avivcha Mistabra, at the end of the day, doesn't it seem that the opposite is going to be true? Hi, Ma'ara Kamarabe, that the green grain comes from the ground, and the bracha should be Bori Pri Adama, and these hops that they come from the air, and therefore the bracha should be shahakol. So the Gemara says, even though he asked this question, that at the end of the day, the 5-year-old's teaching from his Rebbe was correct. Just as so beautiful, I think the Sharon Tzimitzar Nacha quotes, he asked a question, he went interfere with what his Rebbe told him from Cheder to ask him a question. So didn't that seem like he's contradicting what he said? And the answer that he said was, yeah, at the end of the day, he was just showing him, you don't just take every single thing your Rebbe says. You ask questions. Why shouldn't it be like this? Why shouldn't it be like that? You don't reject what he says, but you ask, you have to, just don't say yes, yes, yes. The famous story of the Gemara of Mitzir relates, when Rish Lakish died, Rabbi Yochanan became depressed. So his Talmidim tried to cheer him up, his other Talmidim tried to cheer him up. When he said his shir, they tried to bring like 50 proofs for why he was right. And he got so upset, he said, no, I don't need people to tell me I'm right. I can do that myself. I want you to bring kashas in. I think they said, I don't want yes men. Ask me questions. Try to use your heads. Okay, that's what he was trying to do, sharpen the boy, to ask on his Rebbe questions. So Gemara says, so again, at the end of the day, my time, why was the halacha like the cheder boy that you had from his Rebbe? Hagemar Pirio, because the hops are apparently fully mature fruits, and therefore they should make this bracha of alei pirihu, and these green grains are not fully mature, they're not fully ready to be in, they're unripened, and therefore you shouldn't make the bracha of pur pradama. You say shahakal. So Gemara says, am I the kamar, and that which registered, hai ma'ara karabe, that the green grains are nourished from the ground, vai ma'vira karabe, that the hops are coming from the air, loi, that's not really true, kshus nami ma'ara karabe, because hops are also nourished from the ground, the we see that people cut down, if you were to cut down the shrub on which the hops grow, the hops would die, therefore they clearly is getting its nourishment from the ground, and you're going to make a bracha on hops. The Gemara continues now. Is it really true that these unripe dates, as we mentioned before, these dates that are not fit for eating yet, that they're unripe, that you can't use them to make an Erev? The case of Erev Tchumen, Vatanya, Kor, Nikach, Bekesav Meiser, Shini, that you're allowed to, Bekesav Meiser, the person allowed to use, we'll define it over here, it's the Shaila, exactly what this Kor is, the Kura, the Shuta, we had this one in Brachos. So according to Rashi over there, it seemed like in the Gonim, seemed like it was hearts of palm. So I'll go with that pshat, that it's hearts of palm. You're allowed to use them for Meiser, Shini funds. V'in Metame Tumas Ochlan, however, it's not going to be Tame of the Tuma of food. It's not considered halachic food for the purpose of Tuma of the Tar, because apparently, when wood is not in its state of into a kli, it's not going to be metame. And over here, even though there's a difference halachically between the two, because at the end of the day, anything is valid for ma'aser sheni to be eaten. However, when it comes to the laws of tuma, it says mikol ha'ochel asher ye'achel. It says again asher ye'achel, that food that should be eaten, so that teaches you specifically has to be extra halach of ochel, therefore for tumah v'tahara it's going to have a more chomer din, and therefore it's not going to become tameh. So also when it comes to dates that haven't been ripened yet, a lot of people use ma'aser b'chim d'ani, and they're not, and they would become tameh tumas ochlin. Rabbi Yehuda says, kor areyu ke'etz l'chol d'rav, that a palm is like wood in all of its halachic aspects. Except for the fact that one exception that can be used for Meiser Sheni money. However, that the dates that are unripe, those are like fruits in all halachic statuses. That these are exempt from Meiser because they are not fully grown. So the Gemara says now at the end of the day, we see Slokhora that these dates should be valid for the Arabs. The Gemara says, Hasam bidinishache, that the Bryce is referring to Dafka, apparently that they're Zakha, that they're male types of palm trees. We see that, I think the Sefer Yetzirah, the Rebbe on Sefer Yetzirah says over here, we see that there's a concept of Zakha Nakiva even by a domim, things that don't speak nothing. It's a vegetable, but there's a Zakhar and a Keva. There's male and female ones. Very interesting. So that we see like there's a Zakhar and a Keva are meant to be for every type of thing that we have in our lives. So either way, the Gemara continues. So we see over here that what are we entering? That the unripe dates in the final stage of the development are considered is considered food by the Braisa, and we gotta be used for an Erev. And Rav was referring to apparently the female ones, which apparently are not in a much earlier stage, which are not ripe, and therefore cannot be used for an Erev. So the Gemara continues, Yahaki by Lema Rabbi Yehuda, Pturos Mar Maisa, but at the end of the day, if you're talking about ones which are fully mature and ready to be in, then why should Yehuda say that you're going to be Pater from Maisa? They should for sure be Chayav. They're fully ready, eaten dates. Why shouldn't they be Chayav in Maisa? So more about Tanya Rabbi Yehuda, the Braisa tells you in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Yisru Pagi Bisoni, that when it comes to these figs, which also are unripe, they're only mentioned in the base midrash. He said, talked about this Elin and Meiser Bilvad only with regards to Meiser. Pagi Bisoni, that these dates, which are unripe, and the Torvin, that they are going to be subject to the halachas of Meiser. So since in the days, they never mature fully, Rabbi Yehuda says that they have to be taken off. We see that according to what he says in the Braisa, that Dafka, these tvarim that were not ripe are going to be put from Meiser. Those referring to dates which are only capable of becoming fully mature, and not the one I was mentioning that never became mature. So the Gemara says, so at the end of the day, how are we going to answer for Rabbi Yehuda though? So the Gemara says, right? El olam la benesicha. We're not discussing these male trees, these male palm trees. Rather, we're discussing la'inan tuma zolchem shiny. We're referring to the original question of going to tuma of of different foods regarding the Erevin. Rabbi Yochanan oil v'royal masaka nedeil or. Rabbi Yochanan said a different context. That when certain foods, when they could be made edible by cooking them, or here too, the same thing when it comes to cooking them, the status of a food can become tameh for an Erev, however, you need to actually be able to eat it right away. Even though I could cook it, that doesn't help me for an Erev. So therefore, that's the chiluk over here. Rabbi Yehuda would say, when it comes to unripe dates, they're going to be putter from Meiser because that they didn't fully develop it, Rashi says. So they didn't say fully developed, that's what Rabbi Yehuda was saying, and we answered them. Where it says, so we said that Rabbi Yochanan said this in a different context. So where was the context Rabbi Yochanan was talking about? The Gemara answers, aha, desanya, the following, braisa, shkedim, hamarim, ptanim, chayavim, dolim, turim. When it comes to bitter almonds, the small ones that are not fully grown, they're going to be chayav in Meiser because the stage is considered That's considered when they're ready. Even if they're allowed to grow longer, they would become more bitter. So therefore, they're going to be chayiv. However, gedolim torim, once they're large and they're bitter, then they're going to be no longer considered food and not going to be valid. And versus masukim, regarding sweet almonds, it's going to be opposite. Gedolim chayiv and torim torim. The large ones are going to be chayiv in maitros, and the small ones are going to be putter because they usually are allowed to go to the full ones, and therefore the small ones aren't fully ready yet. So the Gemara says, so Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi, Omer Mishum Avi, Rabbi Shimon says, and his father, Zevazel Putter, both of them are going to be exempt. Amrilei Zevazel Chiyuv, that both of them are going to be Chayev and Meiser. Amrilei Rabbi Lai, Rabbi Lai said to him, Hora Rabbi Yochanan ben Tzipori, Rabbi Omer Zevazel Putter, that both of them are not Chayev in Meisers, they're going to be putters. So the Gemara questions this. The Gemara says, Amanda was always a chayav. The Maya Chaz, at the end of the day, how can you say they're chayav and meiser? What do people have bitter almonds for? So the Gemara says, Amri Yochanan, Ho'el, V'roi, L'masakne, or that if you cook them, they're going to be edible. That's this is a statement of Rabbi Yochanan, that if you cook them, they're edible, therefore they're chayav and meiser. So the Rabbi Yudah, we're assuming Rabbi Yudah held that same svara. So now the Gemara continues going back to the earlier Brisa. The Gemara says, Amar Mar, we quoted in the Brisa, we said, Rabbi Yudah, Omer, Rabbi Yudah says, Kor, Hareyu, Ke'etz, L'chadurav, Elishanik, Mechaz, Meiser. The hearts of Palmer is like wood in all of it, all the halachic aspects, except for the fact that you can buy it for Meiser Shin. The Gemara says, what is, at the end of the day, isn't that Hainan Tanakama, the same exact Shita as Tanakama, who said that the hearts of Palm are allowed to use Meiser Shini, and in the halachas, it said that it's not considered a food. So what's the difference? The Gemara says, maybe if you cook them and you fry them in oil, that would be the difference between them. The Tanakama who holds that they're considered wood, that even if you cook them, they're not going to be subject to the Tumas Ochlin. However, Rabbi Yudah would say that they are. So the Gemara says, so are the way around. Rabbi Yudah would say that they do not retain the status of food ever, and that the Tanakama hold that they would. So the Gemara says, Maski for Rabbi, Rabbi says the Kashan is, how could it be anyone say that if you cook them and you fry them and you make them edible, that it's not going to be Chayav and Maisho, it's not going to be fully a food? Even when it comes to hides and a shilya, which is like the afterbirth of an animal, which is disgusting and not edible, if you cook them up, or shloka v'shilya shechajim aleha, matamin tumas ochlin, that if you cook the ore, if you cook the hides to a point where it's edible, then everyone's going to agree, and even by the shilya, which is also gross, you just have machshava to eat it, then it's going to be at that status, it's going to have the status of food, and therefore become tamei tumas ochlin. So this kol shekin, we should say, is going to be, once I cook it, it's going to be valid for food. So because if even this, which is so gross, then kavach omer this, which is not as gross. And where enters the Ela Marava Ika Binayu Bracha. The machlokas between Tanakam and Yudah is the bracha. That core, when it comes to hearts of palm, Rabbi Yudah says you say Boy Priya Dhamma, because in the day it is of the ground. Shmos says it happened in Varo. What's the reasoning? Rabbi Yudah, my Priya Dhamma, because Ochlo, at the end of the day, it's food, and therefore it's coming from the ground of these, even though it's coming from the wood of the palm trees, it's still going to be considered something which is edible. Shmos says it happened in Varo, because Kedavas of the Akshul, the Marakan of the Priya Dhamma, because if I let it continue going out, it is going to harden up, and therefore it's going to become mamish like wood, and therefore it's not going to have the status of Bar Priya Dhamma. So the Gemara says, Amar Le Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Shmuel brings support for Rav Yehuda, and he says, Shina Gavasa Mustafa, that Shina is like the one who's a chacham, you're smart. They say the lacha seems to be like you, the hot snoon to the scotches, because we say that even though when it comes to a radish, at the end of the day, it's going to become hard. If you leave it in the ground, you still say Barakhan the Bar Priya Dhamma, you still say Bar Priya Dhamma. So Lechora, your sheet is right against what I said. So Gemara says, below, even though Shmuel wanted to suggest that snoon, at the end of the day, people plant radishes with the dafka intent to have it while it's soft, therefore they don't want it to be hardened. However, Dikla Linitian Shadita the Korah. At the end of the day, people do not plant the palm trees with the intention of the palm trees. Rather, they want it not for the hearts of palm. Rather, they want it Dafka to be a tree and not for the hearts of palm. And therefore, Shmuel makes sense that you should say only Ashahakl. So the Gemara says, so therefore, this is where we accept. Even though Shmuel wanted to praise Rabbi Yehuda and try to bring a support of his opinion, we say Shmuel, that according to them, you'd say a bracha of Shahakl on hearts of palm. That becomes a very big shayla in our question, our modern day hearts of palm, because the whole svara why we said that dikle lonet in shadait to the korah, people don't plant it as opposed to stone, people plant it for that. The whole way people plant hearts of palm is for the hearts of palm, and it's all for the purpose of hearts of palm. So then lechora should be the original svara that you would say hadama nowadays, and that in fact is the opinion of Rav Belsky, though you quote Rav Belsky. That's how he says, and many shitas hold like that. Some even want to say Rav Heineman wanted to say that since it's mamish like that and it has parts of the pre, you should even say ha'etz. That's a shaylas. Then you'd have to ask about that. But lechora, it seems to be a mirum poskim that say that we would keep the original din of the Gemara, even the svara changed. So that there is such a sheet that you would still say Shahakol. So raise the three and machlokas what to say on it. Everyone should ask the Rav, but a very fascinating kasha, the fascinating shayla that comes out of this Gemara. Okay, Gemara continues on Gufa. We go back, we analyze what we said on Chaf Chazim Alav, the Amar Vidam Rav, Kshus Vachazim Rav, and then when it comes to green grain, They're allowed to be used and hops. You're allowed to use them for an Erev. So now, at the end of the day, we're going to learn on the next daf that your person needs to have the food which is eaten for two meals. So you're going to have dafka two meals worth for your Erev, and that's going to make it a valid Erev. So now, how much is considered that shear over here? The Gemara asks. A handful. There must be a handful of hops going to be enough. How much is a green grain going to be enough for two meals? Apparently, Rashi says it's like enough that the farmers have, that they cut up the bundles, they bundle the green grain together. That's the amount that would be enough for here. Amar of Tokyo, Bar Tuvia, Arvin, Bakilia. Kuga said we can use an Erev for Kilia, which Rashi says is a Yerek, which is a type of a hard stalk with a certain plant. So the Gemara says, Bikalia, Salka, Daito, Kalia, you could really, yeah, these stalks are, they're hard as wood, Rashi says. So then, how can it be? They're going to be Chaya. The Gemara says, how could you use them for an Erev? The Gemara answers, Ela Biyarka, the Kilia, we're discussing the greens of a Kilia, plant, Bakama, and how much must be used. Amar Vichil, Kumlo Ayad, says a handful of Kilia for two meals. And where says Rabbi Yirmiyah, Nafak, Kriyas, Rabbi Yirmiyah went out to the villages to inspect his crops. So he's wondering, what about making an Erev with these moist beans? The Ritva points out, why can he use uncooked beans? Because Odin and Erev, he never had a shayla about that. So he's talking about these moist beans. Lovi Abedis, Rabbi Yirmiyah didn't know if you could use an Erev for them. Kiyasa, the Beim Midrash, when he asked the shayla in the Beis Midrash, they told him, Amar Lei, Hachikam Rabbi Yana, Marvin, Bepulin Lachin, that, so then you can use it for an Erev. So the Gemara of Kama, so then how much is allowed to be used for an Erev? Amar Chilak, Bala Yad, a handful is going to be enough for this purpose. Okay, Mirza Hashem will pick up with Amar Rav Hamnuna, Ma'arvin Betrajan Chayan, Be'ez Ras Hashem tomorrow.